From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
We'll be right back. Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MT Radio each and every week. This is Mr. Oisey saying welcome.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying you must choose black or white. Green or blue.
Orange.
Red, blue. Blue pill.
And this is Mistress Angel saying I choose blue.
Yay.
I choose all.
I just want...
You don't want just one bad effect. You have to have the other effects to counter it.
Put them in a blender.
Hit blend, go.
And drink. Oh. And swallow.
This is why you should not take drinks from Mistress Ansi. I'm just saying. I'm warning you in advance. You never know what you're going to get.
But you know what you're going to get on the Mistress Mayhem?
Metal.
We started off the show with some Judgment Hammer. They're out of Missoula, Montana. You've got Jared, Dustin, and Sid, and Terrell. They were founded in October of 2004. They're influenced by 80s thrash metal, and you can definitely hear it when they play it. It comes out. Giggity.
When it comes.
It's definitely got that Metallica vibe.
Yep. Definitely, if you're a Metallica fan, you will dig
Judgment
Hammer.
And even if you're not a Metallica fan, they've just got that thrash that you just have to love.
Yeah, your head starts, banging.
It could be throbbing, just bouncing along with it.
No, throbbing is bad.
There are certain things that are throbbing that are good.
That's true. Many members of Judgment Hammer are also in a Metallica tribute band called Blistered Earth. You can check out more information about Judgment Hammer at judgmenthammer.com. They are on Reverb Nation, Facebook, your mom. All right. We're going to get back into some more awesome music, and we're going to stay in the Missoula, Montana area. We're going to be playing you some music from our buddies from Universal Chokesign.
We love these guys. No matter how many times we play them, it's just I can never get enough. Every time they come on my phone or on my iPod, I start bouncing. It gets jacked up. I mean, how many times I'm sure that they'll look, the room next to me can hear every word, and I'm like, yeah? What? Want me to bring it out there?
Right? Like, you got a problem? Turn the fuck around.
Right? Pretty much. I'm just saying. I mean, listen to the words of the song. I mean, you're just, they're awesome. They just have the words that you find yourself screaming along to, and you're like, I'm not violent. It's just awesome.
And it's just like you got a really, really, really good groove going on to them. We were excited because they're going to be playing on April 18th over in Missoula, Montana. There's going to be Universal Chokesign, A Balance of Power, End Ever, and more. So definitely check out that show over in Missoula on April 18th. For more information, go to Montana Metal's Facebook page. They have all the events that you want to see in the Montana area. In Universal Chokesign, we've got Pierre on bass, Mr. Dave on drums, Justin on guitar, George G. Nizzle on rhythm guitar, and of course, our vocalist, JJ.
I love JJ.
Who also plays guitar. He's a very talented
He's one of those people that you just, I just love to hear him scream. And that was the first thing I just noticed about. And then it's like he has so many, I love watching him on stage. He's just so full of energy. And
I know I embarrassed him one day. I think when I was telling him how much I love him.
Scream for me. I love that. I know. He just looks at me like, you're like, I'm not, it's not weird. The mistress is asking you to scream. It's not like we're asking you to scream in pain.
And I'm not asking you to show me your penis. I just want you to scream for me.
We have asked that request.
But I was not making that request at that time.
That's like using the third or fourth request. It's, hi, what is your name?
May I spank you? And Will you do this shot out of my tits?
And if the answers keep being yes, we just assume eventually, can you show me your penis? And the answer will be yes as well.
We're going to keep working on this.
I mean, there's some of the bands that we just, don't even have to be interviewed. I mean, they drop shorts, but, it happens.
That's very true.
So it's just, you hang out with the mistresses, you're bound to lose an article of clothing, and you may not even know that you did it.
People are going to start charging us for their clothing.
I was going to say, how many times I've had people walk up to me after a concert of, hey, I got a bra that I'm kind of sort of missing still. If they don't want it, can they give it back? Like, you're cheap. You throw your bra at a band member, they deserve to keep it. Damn it. I don't care how good it makes your tits look. You shouldn't have thrown it if you liked it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get back into some more music. Check out Universal Chokesign and come join us in Missoula on April 18th with all the guys. This is Universal Chokesign on the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Cross! Destroy! I
attention. What's a step? Stop my back. Never again will you throw me like that. Don't get me like a god. You wanna see my reaction? I'll tell you again to your face, motherfucker. Turn the fuck off. What? I'll say it again.
This is JJ from Universal Choke Sign, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That last band was Engage the Unseen. They're from Billings, Montana, and they're awesome.
They kick lots
of ass.
They're amazing. Their drums are like freaking fantastic. The whole entire band is awesome, but their drums, every time they kick in, I'm just like, it's intense. So speaking of drums, we have Andre on the drums. You've got Tell on bass, Zach on guitars, and Carter on guitars. They're influenced by Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God, Avenged Sevenfold, Trivium, and many, many more. You can definitely hear like the Lamb of God like in their drums when it comes on and stuff. It's just that intense. One of the reasons I love that Lamb of God is the drummer kicks you in the fucking teeth and you're like, yes.
Like, may I have another?
Please kick me again.
Encore.
And, of course, you got Nathan on vocals. He's got an amazing voice. They were formed in the winter of 2012 in the Billings, Montana area. You can get more information about them at engagetheunseen.com. They are on YouTube. They've got some pretty kick-ass new videos that they just released for their new stuff. So definitely get them a like, a listen, and some love when they come to your area or travel and see them, because Billings is fun to party in. So
I like Billings. It's nice and a little, it's not too far. I mean, lots of you know, alcohol shops, usually a mile from where you thought they were. Several miles. And there's one of them. You can actually do shots and taste them.
Oh, yeah, near the Metro.
Yeah, the one near the Metro, the one we drove by the first time. And then the next time we were there, we realized it was there. I'm like, why did we go to the liquor store across the town? This one does shots right here.
Yeah, they'll actually do taste shots with you.
Those ones are like, you're like, I'm not sure if I want that bottle. Like, hey, would you like a shot? And they, like, you bring your to the bar and they give you a shot.
And we missed Trent Reznor by like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I have never partied in Billings.
This is a realization
that I just
had. We need to go to Billings. That's all there is to it.
We're going to have to go to Billings. So definitely check out Engage the Unseen for more information about all the bands that we get to play for each and every week. You can go to Montana Metal's page, The Mistresses of Mayhem. We always post the playlist that we play each and every week. And if you want to donate music to be on the air with us, you can go and email our awesome, awesome producer, DJ Son, at closingchapter@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject Mistresses of Mayhem, Montana Metal, something
porn.
Porn, make it as attention faster.
Say the word porn, big boobs. Doesn't even have to wear the real big boobs, just big boobs, just he's okay. The word honk, honk.
All right, we're going to get back into some more music. We've got My Fist, Your Face out of the Butte, Montana area. Shout out to Butte Metal. It's pretty awesome. They were founded in 2001. They're on Reverb Nation Twitter. Current members, I'm not exactly sure who's all involved. They do switch members occasionally.
They're like an orgy. They like to pass people around.
This is true. I know Rox is in there. He's lead vocals and guitar right now. So definitely go and check out My Fist, Your Face on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Yeah. This is Keely from Stupid Human Suit. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Listening to Montana Metal. That was Beneath the Kraken. Been around for a little while, since 2009. You've got Kyle, Gabe, Money, and Bus.
And they're from the Bozeman, Montana area. Their wonderful, tremendous journey started in September when the sea shifted and the stars aligned overhead. And now the beast destroys all in its path and leaves those in its wakes. Beneath the Kraken. They are a very, very dark band. Metal is black metal. They're pretty black, you know, but they're dark metal, so metalheads understand
You're
what
racist.
That means. I'm not a racist.
They're black.
They're black.
No, but they're that dark metal. There's no poppiness to them at all. It's very brutal, so it's pretty intense.
And yet, surprisingly, their newest fan is my mom. She was listening to them the other day, I guess, and when she saw me next, she's like, have you ever heard of Beneath the Kraken? I was like, yes, I have heard of Beneath the Kraken.
I always love when that question gets asked. You're like, she's just like, have you ever heard of this such a bad?
They're pretty awesome.
She loves them. And I'm like, this is so unexpected to me.
She's like, when I'm knitting, I totally listen to Beneath the Kraken. You need that soundbite. Oh, my God. We need Mama Karen. Say, when I knit or when I crochet.
When I knit, I'm listening to
Beneath the Kraken. So your mom's a crackhead now.
Yes, my mom is a crackhead.
And that is what...
Let it be known.
Beneath the Kraken, that's what they call their fans, is they're the crackheads, which is not an insult. It is a, tag name.
It's spelled with a K, yes. So it's...
Not like the...
It's not like crackheads. The drug crackheads. They're just the good crackhead. Crack.
It's the good crack. So get out and see a Beneath the Kraken show. Check them out on Reverb Nation, Facebook. They're there. Go stalk them. Go love them. We're going to get back into some more music. We've got Beef Curtain coming up for you.
The band consists of Neil, Liam, Shin, and Bice. They're currently recording their new demo. New songs will be posted soon. Can't wait.
They're out of the Missoula, Montana area, and they're fantastic. Angel and I actually got to see them over in Hamilton, Montana, with Walking Corpse Syndrome and Universal Choke Sign, I believe, was there. It was a crazy, it was at a show. It was during the summer. There was a huge forest fire, like literally across the street coming over the mountain at us.
Like you could see the flames.
We couldn't hardly even breathe. And all these metal bands are playing and singing. And I was going to die from being in the crowd inhaling. I can't even imagine what they felt like on stage. But they did an amazing job. And Beef Curtain was there. And they were freaking fantastic. So definitely check out Beef Curtain. This is Beef Curtain on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Mike.
Metal Sonaz, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
Thank you.
Okay, that was some Walking Corpse Syndrome on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. They're out of Missoula, Montana, and they were founded in December of 2006. You've got Leif, Matt, Steven, Noctis, and Mr. Grimm, and they are currently auditioning for a new guitarist. So if you're interested, go to their Facebook page and send them some music and check it out. They are usually a six-piece dark metal band, currently five-piece right now while they're collecting a new member. You can get free downloads on Facebook, their YouTube. Their videos are freaking hilarious. They're awesome to see perform live.
I was gonna say, I like stalking the band in general.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even have, I mean, I like their music too, but it's always fun to stalk the band members.
I just got stopped the other day as I was leaving work. I had my Walking Corpse hoodie on and some guy was like driving up behind me slowly. And you know how you're walking across the parking lot and you're like, who's stalking me? And
you're
then
like,
he's like,
why is this
rolls
person
out his window
slow.
And he's like, hey, is that Walking Corpse Syndrome? I'm like, where? I'm like, oh yeah, my hoodie. I'm like, yeah. He's like, they're fucking awesome. And we just did devil horns in the parking lot and I got my car and drove away. But it was pretty cool.
Those are the best types of moments in life.
Like dull horns.
That's the best way to deal with most people, like in brief passing. Right? Like the best way to deal with anybody at Walmart. Hey, hey.
I like double
how
horns.
What you doing?
Because devil horns are just like, hey, you're cool. I'm cool. That's cool.
Like, we're cool. We're cool.
It's like flipping somebody off, except for there's no misunderstandings. It's like, okay, now, is that finger you telling me to fuck off that you want to fuck me? Or, hey, how the fuck you doing?
Right? It's kind of like the devil horns.
Right?
All right. We're going to close out this episode of Montana Metal. This is Mr. Soisy saying thank you very much for tuning in. And thanks to all the great bands that we get to play, and thank you for submitting them. Thanks to DJ Son for putting up with our BS every week, and to
several
Sean,
times a week,
and to Sean from MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome station.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, be sure to check out all of our past episodes, all that fun stuff on closingchaptersproductions.com/Mistresses of Mayhem.
And this is Mistress Angel saying it does not require boost to flash people at random.
And if you want to submit your music for Montana Metal, email our producer at closingchapterproductions@gmail.com. We're going to close out this week's show with Eye for Indifference. They're from the Billings, Montana area, where they were. They've currently broken apart and stuff, but we'll hold on to hope that they'll come back. But you can still enjoy all their awesome tunes on Reverb Nation, YouTube. Their band used to consist of Taylor, Cordell, Zach, Tubbs, and Davin. They were founded in August of 2011. This is Eye for Indifference on the Mistress's Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem. What is the foundation for a sound solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. The North American Independent Rock Music Association also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award. The North American Independent Rock Music Association Award is the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.